intervals of clouds and sunshine, just a chance of a shower or thunderstorm later in the afternoon or evening. Most areas will not get one as the extremely dry weather pattern continues. Highs in the low 80s and then mid-80s on Saturday and Sunday to start the 4th of July weekend. Bright sunshine, and on the 4th of July, 85 to 90 and more humid, and of course partly sunny. For AM 1700 WRCR, this is meteorologist Mark Hanick.
Up-to-the-minute weather information is always available on the WRCR website. Day or night, when you want the weather, check our website at WRCR.com.
And the current temperature is 81.
The following program is furnished by its producer, host, and sponsors.
The Real Estate Revolution is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice. Please consult your trusted financial advisor, real estate professional, or attorney before making any real estate or financial decisions. Please remember, when following advice, your results may vary, and all information covered here is not intended to cover all aspects of the subject material, but rather a sample of issues the hosts and guests consider important.
It's the Real Estate Revolution
with the latest Revolution.
You get fun and the facts, you will keep coming back. It's time to live the life you choose.
And now it's time for a power hour from America's trusted resource for everything real estate. Everything in the real estate industry is in a constant movement of change. It's a Real Estate Revolution with your host, Victoria Riva De Nera. The Riva regulars, special guests, and your call-in comments. Welcome to the Real Estate Revolution.
Revolution, revolution, revolution.
Good evening and welcome to the Real Estate Revolution on New York's WRCR. AM 1700. I'm Victoria Riva De Nera, and I'm here tonight with co-host Phil Ferranda. How are you today, Phil?
I'm excellent.
It's nice to see you here on time.
Oh, that was a low blow. Oh, man, that's mean. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, you never know what to expect here in the studio.
No, you don't.
But we are glad to have you here on time. We have a great show tonight. We live video stream here every Wednesday on WRCR AM 1700. And we're live video streaming on Facebook.com/Victoria Riva, R-I-V-A, on Periscope.tv /The RE Revolution, YouTube.com/The RE Revolution. And of course, we are always on WRCR.com. And if you'd like to call in and join the conversation with us today and talk to Phil, because he's here in the studio on time, 845-362-0013. The Real Estate Revolution is a revolution on our industry. And a revolution, Phil, as you know, are when people come together to bring a positive change. And we're here every week to bring a real estate revolution of positive change to our entire industry for the greater good of agents, brokers, affiliates, buyers, and of course, sellers.
Yes.
How do we do that
every
week?
There's a way to do that.
How do we do that, Phil?
Way to
enlighten
do
us.
The way to do that is in a communications medium, to have people on the show who walk the talk.
So with real credibility.
Yes. Credible people. People with gravitas. People with a track
gravitas.
Record. People who you want to hear from, not based on their eloquence or hot air, but based on their resume.
Wow. So people who have actually done something in this industry.
You could put it that way also.
All right. So, who do we have here tonight?
Coach Fino is in the studio.
Coach Fino's in the house.
Right.
Hey, Coach Fino, how are you?
Outstanding.
You know what's really great, Phil? Mm-hmm. Coach Fino drove here. It took him something like 4 hours. Was it 4 hours away?
Just under. Just
and he
under
was here before all of us, Phil Ferranda.
I'm impressed. And he came from the land where the telephone pole lights are shaped like Hershey's Kisses. He came to us from my Nirvana. He came to us
the world of chocolate.
Yes, he came to us
nice.
from the environs, a suburb of Hershey.
Did you bring us some chocolate?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. For those of us in Harrisburg, we think Hershey's the suburb, but yes, I would agree.
Did you bring us some chocolate?
Yeah. So when do we go to commercial? Sorry.
Oh, okay. So you do have chocolate for us, right?
Yeah. We're working on that. I'm about to double check the
quality. You're not very convincing, Coach Fino.
He'll be convincing with his knowledge.
All right. Let's talk about him. Okay. So tell us why you're here tonight. Why did we choose you to come here? Give us a little bit of your resume, because I don't have your bio, even though I know you for a million years.
No, I appreciate you sharing that. Actually, a lot of questions that come up is, Coach, where did Coach come from? Did your mama name me Coach? No, my mama did not name me Coach. But it starts on my bio. I was blessed to have a very solid corporate career. And then in the same week as being offered a vice president at 29 years old for some huge company, I also ran into a situation where I thought I may only have 6 months to live. And that situation really provided clarity as far as what I wanted to do.
Wow.
And I decided one day if I died and I wasn't a vice president, that would be fine. But if I died and didn't work with those kids through the sport of football, I would have wasted my life. So that led to a path to real estate to coach the way I wanted to. And when I first went in as Rich Fino, wasn't working too well. As soon as I branded my name as Coach Fino, the parents were remembering and my business took off.
Wow.
From a resume standpoint, it took off well enough that I was in the top 10% of my entire MLS, led on to be able to lead an office in 4 years' time, double their agent count, double that profitability. And now I'm blessed to serve as a training and writer and developer for one of the largest real estate organizations in the country. I'm also have my own real estate team. And I serve as a regional owner and faculty member for an organization called Master Networks.
Ah.
Very good. That's very impressive. Thank you very much for being here. We really do appreciate your driving 4 hours to be here with or without chocolate. You had something to say, Phil?
Master Networks is an organization that I know. And a couple of real estate agents, one of whom is in my own company, are in Master Networks. And they are both dynamite people. They're having a great experience. And I've heard nothing but good things about them.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
That's fantastic. So, Coach Fino, we know that you're very passionate about networking, obviously. And as professionals in this industry, I know we see people often attending events, passing out business cards. It seems to be an ineffective way to really build your business. I mean, when you're passing out business cards, you're really not connecting with people. You come back with a stack of business cards. Most of the time, you're not really calling them. You throw them in a drawer. Or if you are calling them, no one can really put your face to the name because the relationship side of it hasn't really been built.
Mm-hmm.
I personally never even carry business cards. I believe very strongly in building relationships and nurturing those relationships for a long time to come. I have business relationships for 25 years, as long as I'm in the business. I'm hoping that they will last a lifetime, because they've been nurtured. What are your thoughts on the power of business relationships and how it affects our clients and ultimately the consumer?
Well, I got to share with you the networking or the skill, the how do I meet someone and then somehow bond with them over a short period of time. That is a very key learned skill, and it's been key in my success and the success of countless others. Yet people think, I have to be a people person, and if I'm not a people person, that'll never work for me. Well, I got to tell you, it's really not that difficult. So many people try so hard in the networking aspect to come across as being an interesting person. That's not the key.
An interesting person, Phil.
I wish we had that queued up. I know a thing or two about that.
Yes, you're a very interesting person. Yes. Phil, I had to interrupt you there, Coach Fino. Mm-hmm. Please forgive us. Phil was named one of the most interesting brokers by Inman News. Is that correct?
Yeah, a couple months ago they did 21 interesting people in real estate.
Yeah. Wow. Now, interesting is an interesting word, so we don't really quite know what that means.
It's very interesting.
It is very interesting.
Very, very interesting. People work so hard to try to come across as interesting, and people remember those that actually take an interest in them.
Ah, key word, taking an interest in them rather than being interesting to others.
Absolutely.
Love that.
Absolutely. When you network with someone, I got to give you a lot of credit. The reason why we're here is because in our brief time of meeting, you took an interest in me and then followed up, and I was able to learn more about you. And just by staying in curiosity or asking questions and learning about each other, that's where the bonding happens.
That's correct.
Not when someone's trying to boast like crazy and, I have 10 seconds to impress you or else you're not going to use me.
Right, right. I like that. You know, there's something else, too. It's not how many people you know or you meet, but it's the quality of those relationships. And I like what you're saying, you know, that when you make it about the other person feels that they matter, you know, and that you really, truly care about that person. And obviously, this is a real foundation for that relationship. You know, in our new world of social media, there's a belief system that popularity is equivalent to quality, and that is just so not the case. You know, and those quality relationships really start with exactly what you just said.
Yeah, you have to be interested in them. And social media is a great platform, right, for getting attention, but it's shallow. At the end of the day, it's shallow. The real connection happens when you take the time to interact, ask questions, and do a really good job to find a need to help someone and deliver, no matter how small that need is.
Absolutely. So tell me why this is important to the consumers that are listening right now.
Frankly, no matter where you are in life, whether it be our industry or any other industry, chances are you are where you are because of the people that helped, that you knew, that helped you get there. Mm-hmm. And where you want to be is based off relationships that you need to find. You need to make more. And it needs to happen from authenticity and from taking a genuine interest in helping others achieve theirs.
I agree with that very much. I often say that we need others to succeed. You know, so I do agree with that. You know, but again, I really want to bring it back to the consumer, because if I have great relationships, how is that going to affect, you know, the consumer? I mean, Phil, you're running a brokerage right now. So how does it affect the consumer that you're, you know, so you have so many strong relationships out there?
Let's take Rich's example of Master Networks. Okay, so if I am Joe Sixpack, I am Joe Consumer, okay, and my butcher, baker,
candlestick maker,
yeah, my shepherd, my blacksmith, my dentist is in a Master Networks group, because they are a professional organization for people that network for their companies. Mm-hmm. So my electrician or somebody like that is in a Master Networks group who has firsthand experience referring a real estate agent that they know has a track record, which we've talked about, has mm-hmm. credibility, has the resume, and they say, look, I think you should talk to Rich and Rich's team. I know firsthand that this is a good guy to talk to. Other than that, what they have to go on is somebody they find on the internet.
Mm.
And whoever they find on the internet is going to treat them like a raw lead, as opposed to a personal referral, a relationship. And that is why when someone gives a personal recommendation, their good name goes with that. And that's why referrals are so powerful. So the reason so the people are in these networking groups, the reasons people are forming these relationships, is because they don't want to be a lead.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's I want you to hold that thought for a second, because we do have a caller on the line. I'd like to go to that caller. Caller, are you with us? Hello? Are you with us? Well, maybe we dropped the caller. She has been waiting quite some time. I'm sorry. If you would like to join the conversation, please give us a call, 845-362-0013, and you can talk to any of us here. I'm sorry, Phil, go ahead. You were saying?
I think I had spouted all my hot air about that particular subject, but that's important. You know, the bottom line at the end of the day, the consumer wants to be treated like a warm friend of a friend, a referral, and not a raw lead.
Right, and knowing that someone has their back and that it came from someone who knew them and trusted them. Because basically, we really do business with whom we like and trust. Mm-hmm. Always.
Always.
You know, do we have our caller back? Caller, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
And what is your name?
My name is Vera Cornish.
Hi, Vera. Thanks for calling today.
Thank you. And I want to just say first, before I ask a question, exactly what you said is the reason I called in. And that's because I have a relationship, a developing relationship, with the coach. So when he sent out the invitation, I had to make the call.
That is wonderful. I had a feeling that you knew Coach Fino, because as soon as you said your name, there was a smile from ear to ear.
Oh, yeah. I wish I remembered the chocolate, but thank you, Vera, for calling. You might help me with the chocolate.
That's okay. You got backup from the sweetest place on earth, okay?
Right.
So, but I do have a question, and the reason I'm asking this is to have a better understanding, and for others who are listening, what is a master network? Could you bring a little bit of depth to that? Because you said it applies to all industries.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you're sharing that. Master Networks is a group of, we meet in chapters. We bring in business professionals and entrepreneurs together, and we meet weekly. And our purpose there is to learn and grow together. And in doing so, we form tight bonds that typically leads to business referral exchanges and ongoing support as everyone achieves their way. So I appreciate you asking that, Vera, and I hope to see you at one of our chapters down there.
Oh, you definitely will. You got me on the phone, and that's the first step.
Right.
That's fantastic.
So Vera, you're down in Harrisburg?
I'm in Harrisburg.
Ah, okay. I went to college in Pennsylvania myself. I love it down there. If I come down there, maybe we can have some chocolate together.
That's great. Actually, you have to bring the coach with you, okay?
Are you trying to build a relationship with Vera?
I just want some chocolate. That's all.
Trust me, if you built a relationship with Vera, you'd benefit. That is one sharp cat that just called us.
This is That's all good. About networking here on the show today with Coach Fino. We have to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking to buy a new home or refinance, Annie Mac Home Mortgage offers competitive rates, a wider array of products, and best customer service available in the lending industry. They have renovation loans for the almost perfect home that just needs a little work. If you want to get a new home built, they have construction to permanent loans with competitive rates and quick closings. Annie Mac Home Mortgage has federally insured FHA loans for borrowers who have had credit problems in the past and no down payment. VA loans for current and former members of America's Armed Forces. Whatever loan product, our licensed mortgage originators will walk you through every step of the process and take the time to work with you individually. Talk to us. Annie Mac won't just get you a mortgage. They will get you the right mortgage for you. Call Annie Mac Home Mortgage at 1-888-242-1313. That's 1-888-242-1313. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMSL 338923. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is a licensed lender by the Colorado Mortgage Company Registration.
Call Annie Mac.
This is Paul Oster, the nation's credit repairman, and I want to help you improve your credit. As the CEO of Better Qualified, I've helped thousands of people over the past 10 years. I'm the credit expert for Fox Business News and all the major networks. I'm a certified FICO Pro that uses the consumer laws to help delete negative information off of credit reports. We have a debt elimination program that focuses on the laws surrounding collections, judgments, and charge-offs. You could be entitled to up to $1,000 per violation. Call now for your free credit consultation. 888-533-8138. That number again, 888-533-8138. Or visit us on the web at betterqualified.com.
It's time. The real estate solution. We solve you that confusion. Come join the revolution.
And we're back. We have another caller on the line, so we're going to go straight to that caller. Caller, are you with us?
Hi, it's Erica.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, another person from Pennsylvania.
Another person who walks their talk.
That's right. Only people who walk their talk come on our show. Well, thank you very much, Erica, for calling. Do you have a question or are you joining the conversation? I know you wrote a wonderful article just recently.
No, I don't have a question. I'm just calling to join the conversation. What are you guys talking about?
Ah, you don't even know what we're talking about. I love that you just called like that. We are talking about building relationships and networking properly and how that affects the consumer.
And I would say one way to network properly is to not ask crowdsourcing questions about your files and Facebook groups if you're a real estate agent.
Very good advice, Phil, especially from the...
Yeah, I have a very good idea that Erica definitely agrees with you on that.
So Erica authored a phenomenal article about the poor practice, in her and my opinion, of agents asking about sensitive things on Facebook on behalf of their clients instead of going to their own broker or their own resources. So essentially trying to get an agent from California, for example, to advise them on their deal in New York with different laws, different practices, different protocols. Mm. And by the way, if the consumer had any idea that this was how their trusted advisor was getting their coaching, how afraid would they be?
Yeah. Wow. What about the opposite side of the other agent being a part of the same group?
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. That's a very good point. So, Erica, give us a little background on who you are for those who are not familiar with you.
Sure. I'm Erica Ramis. I'm a real estate broker in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, and I've been a broker for 9 years and in real estate for 17 years. And it just scares me when I read Facebook and see people asking questions and then other people piling on with answers that may or may not be correct. There are simple questions that you can ask that can get a quick, simple answer on Facebook. And then there's some really, really scary stuff. And Phil said, you know, we bill ourselves as experts. I'm the local real estate expert. I know my town. I know my real estate. And then to be out there on Facebook asking other agents, what do you think I should do? It really is embarrassing.
It is. I totally agree with you. I made a statement earlier in the show, and I said, in our new world of social media, there's a belief system that popularity is equivalent to quality. And what we're seeing right now is so many people are just going onto Facebook just basically to hear themselves talk, just to engage with another person on Facebook, but there's really no quality behind it. And they're becoming popular, and people start following these people because of the popularity when they really don't have the quality behind them. And that's a very, very scary thought.
Yeah, and how do you judge the quality of a person? Someone who has 1,000 friends or 5,000 friends, that doesn't make them a better agent or even knowledgeable in your town and your local laws and state laws. And it's the wrong place to get legal and ethical advice.
Absolutely in agreement of that. I know we all are. We're all nodding if you're watching us. You know, the now they're nodding very, very dramatically. But anyway, they're so animated, these two. But the relationships that we're seeing on social media aren't real relationships, and not all of them aren't real. You know, some of them are real, so I don't want to, you know, discount the ones that are engaging properly. But for the most part, you know, there's a belief system that, you know, I have, like you said, 1,000 friends or, you know, 5,000 friends on Facebook, and, you know, I am the go-to source, and that doesn't really qualify you as being a better agent. It just makes you a better social media person.
Good point.
I'd also be very dubious about getting advice from someone who is potting around on Facebook all day instead of out doing business.
Ah, that's a very, very good point, too. You know, the real relationships are face-to-face out there, outside.
Yep, and someone who's answering questions all day on Facebook, why do they have the time to do that? They're not doing it out of their love for you or their friendship. A lot of these people are getting an ego boost out of it. They're saying, raising their hand, going, I know what to do. I'm smarter than you. And it feeds their ego. And if you have people who dissent or argue against them saying, don't do that, ask your broker. This is a serious question.
AYB.
They get highly offended by that.
Hashtag AYB.
AYB.
AYB. People get offended by that. I did ask my broker, and he's not in today. So, or I walked back past his office, and he was on lunch. So you have to resort to asking Facebook because your broker took lunch?
All right, then you need a new broker. Or, even worse, Erica, if they don't like that you have made a comment that they didn't want to hear, they will unfriend you.
Or block you from a group.
Yes, block you from a group.
Yep, exactly. And
that hasn't happened to any of us, has it?
No, ma'am. Never got unfriended, never got blocked, never got kicked out of a group. You neither, right, Erica?
Never been kicked out of any
group. No, not us.
I think my microphone just went dead. I answered.
Well, we're all in good company, I can assure you.
Absolutely.
You will see people say, I asked my broker and I don't agree with his answer, so I'm asking Facebook. Well, if you don't agree with his answer and he's correct, then you really have no business asking the world on Facebook. And if you don't like his answer and he is incorrect, you need a new broker.
There's only one person in that equation who has a vested interest in the happy outcome of that agent's issue, and that would be their broker. No one else makes a dime when that agent is successful in that Facebook group. This is not to say there shouldn't be professional dialogue, and it is not to say that a rising tide carries all boats, but it is to say that when there is a specific, sensitive, transactional-based matter where you have to go to bat for a client as a real estate agent, the source of your information should be someone that has skin in the game and familiarity with the local situation.
Agreed. Definitely agreed. Yep. So, Coach Fino, you said that building relationships is very important face-to-face, and you have a system in how you do that. Can you share that with us a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Erica, stay on the line with us. We love having you join our conversation.
Okay, I'll hang on.
Okay.
Fantastic. So Master Networks, one of the key first trainings that you'll get right off the bat is how we bond. And that's an acronym that we use to help people build deep relationships. And when we start with bond B, build on common interest, pretty much everyone has that concept. However, a common mistake that happens is that when they find something in common, they hijack the conversation. Oh, did I hear, Victoria, you just came back from Disney? Yeah, oh, let me tell you about my Disney World. They hijack the conversation. They're so excited about something common, and you may have hated your Disney World trip. And one of the things we teach is three before me. So when you find something of common interest, ask three questions before you even share anything of your own. So three before me, and when we build on common interest. The O in bond is switch that conversation to occupation. The same three before me, ask three questions before you share. Now, everyone's got BO. Okay? Everyone's got the O in it.
Yeah, so. And look who I'm sitting next to, huh?
When he ran up those steps last week and didn't sweat, that is impressive.
Yeah. Now you know why I'm so happy he was here early today, right?
Absolutely, highly impressive. But that concept of, building on common interest and switching it over to occupation, absolutely, everyone's got that concept, B.O. But it's the next two that really brings it home that most people skip altogether. And the N in bonds finds, let's find a need. So in a conversation, especially if I can find it on something other than work. Let me find a need no matter how small it is. In coaching football, every now and then I'll come across somebody whose child is in the same spot junior, senior year in high school trying to make a decision in college, and I'm able to connect them with former players in the past that have already went through that process. And I've now found a need, and D, I delivered on that need.
So the D is deliver.
Yeah, that's my interpretation of it, develop, deliver. But yes, absolutely, it brings it home. So the whole idea is let's do that. And when I have a reason to follow up with you in 24 or 48 hours that adds value, are you more likely to remember me?
Absolutely. So you said we had this, right, without knowing it.
That's right.
We met years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, briefly, and then we reconnected just
recently,
just about a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So B stands for
build on common interest.
O is occupation.
Mm-hmm.
N is define the needs.
Mm-hmm. Needs
and
analysis.
D is to deliver or develop.
Develop that need or deliver.
Mm-hmm. He was paying attention.
I was paying attention. I didn't even take notes.
And the very three good. Before me rule applies to all.
Okay.
I like that. I like that very much.
Okay. So the interesting thing about this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that the two people that I know in Master Networks, which is where this is taught, are two of the most likable, engaging people that you will run across. You just like them. And is it possible that one of the reasons you like people is when they're interested in you?
By far.
Ding,
yes.
Ding, 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 number one answer.
Right?
Yep,
and
absolutely.
It's not all about them. And they just are the sort of people that make you comfortable in your own skin when you're with them. Because they just innately, from perhaps the training, do that. Or they're the sort of personality type that meshes with that sort of an ethos.
At the end of the day, isn't it really all about how you make people feel?
Absolutely. People don't remember what you know 10 years from now. They'll remember certainly how you made them feel.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, when you take about trying to be remembered, trying to make a connection, the E word, emotion, be purposeful about the emotion people experience when they meet you. Be purposeful about that, whether it be if you're empowering or if you're understanding or professional. Be purposeful about it and ask the types of questions that lead people to experience that emotion with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've truly bonded, and I can tell you that I have full intention to be bonded with you for quite some time, both of you.
Thank you. Likewise. And so
definitely.
I have a question.
Yes.
So you run a team.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd imagine these sorts of principles are used in developing the people on your team and serving your clients. And how does that look?
Oh, it's nice when your business is referral, because you've bonded and had close relationships with so many people over the years. It makes it so rewarding.
Right.
Now, I've been coaching long enough now that those bonds have led to those kids coming back and buying houses.
That's crazy.
I feel guilty saying, go down, give me 20. And now I have to say, hi, can you buy this now? Yeah.
Absolutely. We've been feeling old all day. I still can't believe. Please tell that story. You have to tell that story.
So I'm in the radio station, and I'm with the young man, Logan, who's doing the tech and the video aspect of it.
Our young millennial.
Yes, right. And I made the reference. I said, boy, this might be a little bit like a Howard Stern show. And he nodded politely, but I could tell he had no idea what I was talking about. So when he looked him up finally online, he says, oh yeah, that's the guy from the America's Got Talent.
That is ancient. What he's known for.
God bless you, Logan. And you know, I guess I would not bring up John Gambling to Logan either. No? Rambling with Gambling? No? Right. Yeah, George Meade and the Traffic Copter? No? Okay, never mind.
He's completely lost. Okay. Eric, are you still with us?
Yep, I'm here, guys.
Okay. Do you want to add anything to this?
No, I love that. I'm in the car. I was at an appointment, and I just pulled over and wrote down that BOND.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. But yep. So I know that you definitely agree with a lot of the things that we're saying here, because, you know, you're out in the car. Chances are you're on an appointment, like you said, so you were out showing houses. And this really does apply to the consumer. You know, so when we're talking about this, it's not only about the relationships that we have, because we all work together. This is one of the few industries where we really don't compete with each other. We only compete once. We compete when we're going out on a listing. But if you get the listing and I don't, then we're looking for each other, because one of us has a buyer. And if you have the listing, you're hoping I have the buyer. So we end up working together. And I don't know of any other industry that does that. We really share everything we do. So it's very important that we have very good relationships. And the consumers don't really understand why that would be important. But this is the reason why. Because we do work together. We pull all of our listings together. And we work, you know, nicely, really nicely when we all get along.
Yeah, and it benefits the consumer. When it's all said and done, the consumer benefits from it, when people can all be treat each other and look for that common win-win ground on every deal.
Yep, yep. And we all know the real estate agent with the high ego. You know one of those, right?
I might.
At least.
Yeah, I might be one of them.
No, you're not. No, when I say that, I'm talking about the agent that really just can't get along with anyone.
I might be one of them. But okay,
the divas and the drama queen.
Well,
drama queen. There you go, Erica.
Not that, but yes. So the term Tim Judge came up with is coopetition. Mm-hmm. And the collegial relationship between competitors is a peculiar thing in our industry, and you don't see it in other industries that I've ever seen. Insurance, stocks, any financial services. You do see a collegial attitude among professionals, lawyers, doctors. You know, they're very reticent to second-guess each other and that sort of thing in general, because they respect the fact that there may be facts unknown to them in a cocktail party conversation that is not made clear in a personal consultation or with more knowledge of the situation. We do compete initially, as you say, but having to cooperate and collaborate on home inspections, on showings, on getting feedback about showings, on collecting documents for the borrower, on coordinating appraisals, handling title work, all of this is stuff that, even though we're advocating for a different party and have competing interests, we still have to play nice in the sandbox together, and we still in many ways are on the same team because everybody wants to close.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it goes further than the business of the actual closing. You know, we have Coach Fino here in the room, and if I was working with Coach Fino, I might have a conversation with Erica and say, Erica, you know, do you know Coach Fino? Because, you know, this is what we learned from him, and it was really wonderful. And now she'll look into that. You know, so now we're even sharing, you know, our trainings. I'm trying to figure out the best word for it.
Yeah.
You know, the trainings and the things that we're learning so that we can keep pushing ourselves forward.
Yeah, you know, and matter of fact, Erica, by the way, I believe we have a Pottsville chapter, so we could talk more later, but I'd love to see you there.
Ding, ding, ding.
Jingling.
But, you know, when you connect that, when you're connecting with someone, when you're bonding with someone, and you're taking a genuine interest, not only are you top of mind for them, but they become top of mind for you. And that relationship can lead to countless. I could be talking for hours about the countless unexpected benefits and opportunities by taking interest in people and bonding with them.
Absolutely. Every single person that crosses our path has something to add to our journey. Every single one of them. And when you see people that are building walls instead of building bridges, you have to kind of wonder, and you almost have to feel sorry for them, because you just never know. Maybe our paths, and you and I have this, you know, our paths crossed years ago, and, you know, we didn't do any business together. But there's a possibility that our paths will cross again, and, you know, we will do business together, and you know, I might be able to help you, or you might be able to help me. And had we said, oh, you know what, I don't want to talk to you anymore, and, you know, I block you, or I unfriend you, or I say, you know what, I'm better than you because I'm in New York and you're in Pennsylvania, or you're better than me. You know, it's silly, and you do have to feel sorry for that. You know, building those relationships can only make things better.
Wow, well put. Well put. Absolutely.
Well, we have to go to a break. Erica, you could stay on with us if you would like. We'd love having you, like I said. We will be right back.
Whether you're looking to buy a new home or refinance, Annie Mac Home Mortgage offers competitive rates, a wider array of products, and best customer service available in the lending industry. They have renovation loans for the almost perfect home that just needs a little work. If you want to get a new home built, they have construction to permanent loans with competitive rates and quick closings. Annie Mac Home Mortgage has federally insured FHA loans for borrowers who have had credit problems in the past and no down payment. VA loans for current and former members of America's Armed Forces. Whatever loan product, our licensed mortgage originators will walk you through every step of the process and take the time to work with you individually. Talk to us. Annie Mac won't just get you a mortgage. They will get you the right mortgage for you. Call Annie Mac Home Mortgage at 1-888-242-1313. That's 1-888-242-1313. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMSL 338923. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is a licensed lender by the Colorado Mortgage Company Registration.
Call Annie Mac.
This is Paul Oster, the nation's credit repair man, and I want to help you improve your credit. As the CEO of Better Qualified, I've helped thousands of people over the past 10 years. I'm the credit expert for Fox Business News and all the major networks. I'm a certified FICO pro that uses the consumer laws to help delete negative information off of credit reports. We have a debt elimination program that focuses on the laws surrounding collections, judgments, and charge-offs. You could be entitled to up to $1,000 per violation. Call now for your free credit consultation. 888-533-8138. That number again, 888-533-8138. Or visit us on the web at betterqualified.com.
It's time for the revolution. The real estate solution. We sought through that confusion. Come join the
And we're back. If you'd like to join the conversation, we can be reached at 845-362-0013. We have Coach Fino in the house. And, of course, we have Phil Ferranda here, as always. You want to take it? I know you were saying something of a lot of value on the break here.
No, no problem. And, Erica, just to prep you, I'm going to have you answer a couple quick questions and role play with me for a moment. Does that work for you?
That works.
All right. So, you know, in terms of social media, and I love that discussion that you were talking about social media, one of the things that most people forget is that as long as someone else, just one other person, can observe your behavior, you're communicating, period. And you need to be fully aware of what you're communicating and how often. So if you're in those groups and you're constantly the one asking the questions that probably should go to your broker, what exactly are you communicating about your competence the next time someone comes up there? So that's something on top of all the other issues. You have to be fully aware of what you're communicating. And you said something earlier, Victoria, which is people do business with who they trust, right?
Right. Trust and like.
So, Erica, based on our conversation real quick, would you trust me maybe to give you advice about networking? Yeah, okay. Now, I want you to know that I am a highly honorable, smart guy, and I also want to be able to do your open heart surgery. Would you trust me to do your open heart surgery?
Not really.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So when we talk about people doing business with who they trust, okay, Orrin Woodward was a gentleman I saw speak, I believe authored a book, and forgive me, I can't remember, but boy, he did a great job at pointing this out.
I think it wasn't my book.
he did a great job about this concept of trust. And what I mean by that is this: trust is really made up of two components, and it can actually be numerical. First is people's perception of your honor. Okay, are you just an honorable person? And then the second is their perception of your competence in that field. So every time you're communicating, you're either adding to or taking away one of those two things. Are you honorable or are you competent? And I got to tell you, when people have both and they're conscious of that, it, all of a sudden conversions and sales in their field comes real easy, right?
That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, and unfortunately, especially in the social media world, it gets stepped all over. How many of you guys, have you guys ever run across the agent that says, yeah, but freedom of speech, I want to be able to say what I want, right?
Mm-hmm. There is an enormous long septic trench that leads to Facebook and these things. Yes, there is. So freedom of speech, I have a right to an opinion, all that sort of thing is used as a beard for dumb stuff.
But I like what he's saying, because that is really true. As they are doing that, they're not realizing that, you know, everything is perception, you know, and when someone else is watching, they are taking away from the competence of what they're saying, you know, and that is, I like that very much.
So, you know, when you're talking about what is the largest transaction of most people's lives, if they only knew that the person that they are entrusting such a sacred, huge, enormous deal with such a spectacular amount of money involved, and that the source of that person's information included crowdsourcing and some anonymous, well, not an anonymous, unfortunately, but just a Facebook group with agents from all over the country instead of local specific knowledge, how alarming.
Without a level of competence.
Yeah.
We don't know what the level of competence is.
We have no idea what a big mouth says on Facebook, whether they're for real or not. How unsettling would that be?
Mm. It would be very scary.
Mm, you know?
I agree.
Very scary. And there's another thing, too. You know, I'm going back to that competence thing. I really like that very much. You know, and you're seeing a lot of confidence on social media being mistaken for competence.
Mm,
you know?
That is very true.
Yeah.
It's a question for you, if you don't mind. And Erica, I understand you wrote that article. I'd love to hear this. So what is the role for these Facebook groups? How should agents really be using them?
I think for very simple questions, they can be very good. They can also be empowering when you had a bad day and you want to blast off on something, although not specific, not saying my client did this and I can't believe he did that. But if you want empathy and you want people to discuss very general things, okay, but not how do I get my buyer's earnest money back because he defaulted and changed his mind. That's not a question Facebook can answer.
Yeah, that's true. Brad Inman had a very good a description for what a Facebook group should be, and that is to raise the agent IQ. So there's nothing wrong with talking shop with colleagues. That's really fine. I'll give you an example. We had a situation where a seller client wanted the listing agent to be present for the home inspection. Now, if you know anything about home inspections in our area, the buyer and the inspector and the buyer agent want to be alone because it is their thing. All right? It's their time to examine the house and do their own due diligence.
And they want to speak freely. Right.
Now, the seller oftentimes wants a representative there. They don't want the toilet to be left running. They don't want the stove to be left on. They don't want the heat to be jacked up to 85. I get that. All
they
right?
want to make sure someone's not ripping up their lawn.
Yeah, right. but in general, there has to be a presumption of good faith that you know, the buyer agent and the buyer and the inspector are going to do the right thing. But at any rate, you can ask a question like, is it common in your market to have the listing agent accompany be there for the home inspection. This is not a scenario like Erica just said, which is a incredibly sensitive and specific kind of a thing. So you can ask, how do you do things where you are? What's a good way to do this? What's a good way to attack this specific type of thing? But when you start talking about an individual file, when you start talking about an individual transaction that even divulges information about your client, now you really got to pipe down, in my opinion. Mm. And Erica agrees, and I think most people would agree.
Yeah, and you're seeing it more and more, you know, where they are crossing the lines of exactly what you just said, you know, confidentiality. You're crossing the lines of, you know, legal issues. And then you have people that are giving legal advice. You and I talked about, you know, some antitrust violations that are being violated, you know, on some of these groups. And that's a scary thought.
Mm. Wow. Yeah.
The problem is they don't know what they don't know. And everybody seems to have some very strong opinion on certain topics, and they insist they are right. And even the antitrust issues, realtors can't talk about commissions. We can't collude. We cannot say, what do you charge, Phil, because I charge this. And yet it happens every day on these Facebook groups. And when someone raises the red flag saying, stop talking about this, you get agents say, there's no problem there. This is not antitrust. Yes, it is. They don't know what they don't know. They think they know it all.
Yeah, imagine how the consumers would feel where an agent between companies are discussing how to fix prices, and one of them saying, no, it's perfectly okay.
Yeah, I wasn't telling you how to fix prices. I was telling you what I charge, and you're telling me what you charge. We weren't colluding.
Yeah.
Yes, we were.
Wink.
Yeah, wink, wink. Exactly. Yeah. You know, and then how would the seller feel if there was a very specific situation that was, you know, now being put out there?
Yeah, you've got all kinds of stuff. I have a seller who's dumping his used motor oil in his backyard. What should I do?
Or you even worse,
broadcast it on Facebook.
I just took a listing and they're facing foreclosure, and I need to know it. Now, if I'm in your market and I know you just took a listing, I now know who that person is, and maybe that's not something they really want out there.
Yeah, my sellers are divorcing.
Yeah,
they won't call
me
back. What should I do? That's great. You know,
one of the things I've coached my agents on over the years is this. People gain and make more of a perception of you not from the answers you give, but the questions you ask.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good
so
point.
So people need to pause more about the questions they're asking, who they're asking them, and recognize that it's going to make an impact on how people perceive them from a competence and from the trust equation.
Yeah, what I'm hearing you say is be a little bit more quiet. You know, don't just go out there and blah, 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 blah. You know, just listen to the other person, make it about them. Again, it's all about how you make the other person feel. There's a lot to be said for that.
Well, how would you behave if you were on nanny cam? All right, so let's suppose you're showing a house and you know that you're being filmed. Now, most agents I know probably wouldn't change a thing because they just walk through houses and treat it like it's their own. There are some agents that would behave. The same thing on Facebook. If you knew your client were reading the questions you're asking, would you be okay with that? Would your broker be okay with that? Would you like this question asked about you if you were on the other side of this? If you were the client and your agent asked about this, about you, how would you feel? I would say that is probably a fair metric as to whether or not a question should be asked.
Wow, I couldn't agree more. You made me a little nervous because I thought I had to answer the nanny cam question. Whew, thank you. That was rhetorical.
Well, we all know how Phil would behave in front of a nanny cam, right? With his very expressive gestures.
I rattle a little bit.
Little cray-cray.
Yeah. And here's the thing. That is happening more and more. There's cameras everywhere. You are never alone. Never, ever.
No, there's no privacy anymore. You're never alone. You check in a place on a place on social media. And then you remember you missed to make a phone call. You better not tell the people that you were ill at home, and then they say, you moron, I saw you checking in at Walmart. Okay?
You're not even safe on radio from cameras.
That's right. We are radio on video.
Wow.
Radio on video.
And in heels. Yeah.
And in heels.
And in heels.
That's right. Always in heels. Not you, me.
I could use them, but never mind. What was the next question?
On Tuesdays.
So. All right. Well, I want to thank you, Erica, very much for calling in, spending so much time with us on the Real Estate Revolution. Again, we are here every Wednesday from 6 to 7. We broadcast live from WRCR AM 1700 live in New York. And Erica, how do we reach you? And tell us a little bit about the article. How can someone read your article?
The article is on Inman News, and it's inman.com. That's one of the real estate websites for news. However, it is a select article, which means that it is behind a paywall if you're not a member of Inman. So I have posted the entire article on my LinkedIn page. So you can go to LinkedIn and look me up there. It's Erica Ramus, R-A-M-U-S, and the full article is on LinkedIn.
Awesome. Thank you again for being with us today. We really appreciate it. And Rich, wow, I can't thank you enough. I mean, 4-hour drive all the way here. You know, I am so happy to know you. You're a very, very impressive person. I love all the things that you're doing. You are really bringing a very positive influence to our industry. You're doing really great work out there. How do we reach you?
Coach Fino at masternetworks.net. Just drop me an email. And thank you so much for having me. I've learned a lot. And I appreciate you having me.
I hope you learned good stuff. So have I, by the way. I've learned a lot of good stuff from you. This has been very productive, and I have to thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And Phil?
JPhilip.com. JPhilip.com.
I am Victoria Rivadeneira, and we can be reached at the Real Estate... I'm sorry. I was going to say the Real Estate Revolution, but we can be reached at the RERevolution.com. And again, we are here every Wednesday, WRCR AM 1700, and we look forward to seeing you and being here again next week. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for joining in the revolution. Now you have the real estate solution. Every Wednesday night at 6, it's the program you should pick. Join us for the revolution.
Thanks for joining the Real Estate Revolution with your host, Victoria Rivadeneira. We're live from New York every Wednesday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. for everything real estate, right here on WRCR AM 1700 on air and simulcast on the web at WRCR.com. And we're streaming live on Periscope, Facebook, Meerkat, and YouTube. So come back every week for the Real Estate Revolution.
AM 1700 WRCR, AM 1700 WRCR HD, Ramapo.
For Hudson Valley, I'm Jordan Baker with your WRCR News. It's Wednesday, June 29th. Well, legal action has been taken by Rockland County against the Public Service Commission of the State of New York, New York State Department of Public Service, and Suez Water of New York. The class action suit is intended to protect Suez New York water ratepayers having to pay for the ill-fated Havistraw desalination plant on the Hudson River. The suit claims that the State Department of Public Services didn't verify all of Suez's expenditures, totaling nearly $40 million, but instead relied on a sample audit of the invoices. Suez is seeking a rate increase to recoup $54 million they claim they spent pursuing the plant. The increase would raise the average monthly bill for Suez customers to a little over $8 a month. Rockland County Executive Ed Day said that Rockland